TV personality boosts local charity. Charity and community activity roundup starts with a big name lending support to a new local organisation. TV's Linda Robson has agreed to be the patron of Braintree special educational needs charity Happy Hill, which has taken over the former park premises in Great Notley. The Loose Women and Birds of a Feather star will be supporting efforts to help youngsters at the site from July the 29th. Plans are for the hub to welcome hairdressers, dentists, nurses and social workers to attend Send Children. It will also be used by the local guides, rainbows and scouts. Joan Scrivener, 74, of Hatfield Peveril, is helping to raise funds for her sister Lorraine Boutel, who is in a two-year battle against breast cancer. Lorraine, better known as Lolly, has undergone a mastectomy, but since discovered the cancer has spread to her spine and pelvic area, so her family are raising funds for a treatment not available on the NHS called dendritic cells therapy. So far, £32,385 has been raised, and Joan is helping raise awareness and fundraise for the appeal, including a charity day at the RAFA Club in Howbridge Road, Witham, on Saturday, July the 27th. Uttlesford disability charity Acuro celebrated its 40th anniversary with the Acuro Games 2024. Attendees took part in sports and family games from the Junior Adventures Group, seated and outdoor cricket from Clock Cricket, and Zumba from Mel John. There were also funfair games, face painting, a princess storytelling session, and a live band. Community groups in the Maldon district have the opportunity to apply for grants of up to £5,000 from the Moat Foundation Community Fund. Proposals could involve greening local areas, driving sustainability, enhancing community health and well-being, or fostering inclusive and diverse social environments. Residents are being urged to create and crowdfund transformative projects which positively impact their communities, such as community gardens, which bolster both mental well-being and natural ecosystems. A 24-hour memorial tennis marathon, led by Dunmow coach Ollie Clark, has raised £8,700 for the British Heart Foundation. The Ollie for Ollie challenge was in honour of fellow coach Ollie Toms, who died in October at the age of 35 while undergoing treatment for a heart condition. Ollie Toms' wife, parents and brother Simon all took part, and singles often became doubles, with play spilling over into the adjoining courts. Essex support organisation Blossom has received 2 years of funding totalling £60,000 from Essex County Council to deliver Cultivating Self-Compassion, a free self-compassion programme to help people who are caring for a friend or loved one in addiction. The programme also includes lifetime access to the Blossom community, offering a choice of helpful videos, live online guided practices, live self-care activities and peer support. Volunteers and supporters are joining a crew from Maldon's Premier Sailing on a summer sail for Farley fundraising challenge. It is split into 7 week-long legs, and they are all joining in between now and September the 1st to raise awareness and cash. Maldon Mayor Councillor Andrew Lay has chosen 2 charities to benefit from the Mayor of Maldon's Charity Fund in his 3rd year of office. They are Farley Hospice and Maldon-based Action for Family Carers.